This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. The Ukrainian military said on Wednesday it has fought off any major Russian advances into the north of its Donetsk region so far, but pressure is intensifying with heavy shelling on the city of Slovyansk and nearby populated areas. Russia and loyal separatist forces were already in control of the southern part of Donetsk province when they effectively completed the seizure of neighboring Luhansk region on Sunday. Meanwhile, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has flown into Indonesia's resort island of Bali for a meeting of G20 foreign ministers. The summit will be the first face-to-face meeting between Lavrov and some of Russia's biggest critics since the invasion of Ukraine, which Moscow has called a special military operation to ensure its own security. The group of 20 includes Western countries that have accused Moscow of war crimes in Ukraine and imposed sanctions, but also countries like China, Indonesia, India, and South Africa that have been more muted in their response. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin will be sentenced Thursday on charges of federal civil rights violation in the 2020 murder of George Floyd. Chauvin agreed to a sentence of 20 to 25 years in a plea agreement reached last December with federal prosecutors. He is already serving a 22-and-a-half-year prison sentence handed down by a state court for killing Floyd while keeping his knee on Floyd's neck for several minutes, ignoring Floyd's pleas for his life. The death of Floyd, a black man, sparked protests in Minneapolis and around the world and a reckoning over police brutality and racism. The director of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation and the head of Britain's Domestic Intelligence Agency are raising alarms about the Chinese government, warning business leaders that Beijing is determined to steal their technology for competitive gain. FBI Director Christopher Wray